It is the Fanatic at 5. Good Thursday morning. It is NBA Draft Day. Finally, the day is here in which we'll know where the Sixers will select not only at 10 and 26 in the first round, but now three picks remaining in the second round as ESPN's Woj drops it. The Sixers will open up with this. Entering in tonight alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander have dealt the 39th pick overall. That would be in the second round to the LA Lakers, and they get next year's second round pick from LA, which happens to be the Bulls pick. So the theory, of course, is that there are way too many picks, not enough roster slots, stash, Euro stash, G League, or just move up like they did and try to bank on something in the second round. You have some rumors that continue to swirl around all the way up to the top of the draft with the Memphis Grizzlies dangling the fourth pick and Chandler Parsons' contract. You know that there are going to be a bunch of teams trying to move up in this draft, maybe even to 10 if the Philadelphia 76ers don't have somebody that they've been eyeing on available at 10. And we also know that there's going to be at least one team from 1 to 9, and there are a couple that I can eye right now from the good old Sacramento Kings, New York Knicks at 9. There's going to be somebody that screws it up tonight that's going to open up the door for the Philadelphia 76ers at 10 to either move up and take advantage of it or simply have somebody fall in their lap. If it's Mikal Bridges, if it's Trey, if it's Knox, if it's anybody that's come in and worked out, I think the level of excitement right now, Jamie, is, okay, get us to tonight. Let us finally see what they do. Hopefully, in my opinion, they move up, at least on the draft board. But we've seen a bunch of kids come in, a couple of good fits. And at this point, it looks like, for all intents and purposes, they're locked in at number 10.
Yeah, there was the report that came out last night that allegedly they really liked Zaire Smith at number 10, the combo guard, athletic as hell kid from Texas Tech. I don't necessarily buy that. He's been projected to go in the mid, you know, like early teens to 14, 15 range. So something tells me that's a little smoke to see if they can get anybody that does like Zaire in that area to move up, i.e. the Clippers, who have 12 and 13. Maybe they want to move up to 10, and you could move back. We'll see. But Kevin Knox and Zaire Smith have both been in for two workouts with the Sixers, so clearly there's some interest there. I just don't know if I buy them taking him at 10. I could see them taking him a little bit later. But yeah, definitely the second round pick move is just, the Bulls are going to be worse. You had four second round picks this year. There's no way you can put them all on the same roster. So that they had to move one of them. 39 has a little bit of value. I'm kind of surprised it wasn't in more of a package type deal.
Me too.
Today. Because, that trade would have been on the table today still.
Absolutely.
It didn't have to get done last night.
And you theoretically can move into the first round with those two picks at 38, 39. Mm-hmm. And there was an opportunity to maybe even package those and move up higher from 10 to maybe... So 10 to 8, where the Cavs have that pick, is attainable with not even moving 10 at that point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have 26, those two second round picks. There's ways around it. So that was surprising to me that they dealt that pick without, as you said, coming into tonight.
Yeah, I was just surprised. It didn't seem like something.
It's not a bad thing, but
no, it's a fine deal. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It seemed rushed almost in a way. And you talked about other teams. According to Jared Weiss of NBA, he works for the NBA. According to league sources from the Celtics, I'm hearing the Celtics are interested in moving up to number 4 with the 2019 Kings pick that, came from us. and future Memphis pick in their arsenal, but would want to find a third team to take the Parsons contract and pick for their troubles.
It's the first thing
that
jumped out to me.
So my Celtics fears loom.
Yes, I saw this ESPN report early this morning at 1 a.m., and it listed, 7 teams that were linked to the Mavericks.
Yes, and
the one that jumped out. No, they're not, thankfully.
Yeah.
Because Chandler Parsons' contract submarines whatever you can do next year.
It's the worst in the NBA.
Boston involved
Dang
in a trade.
Dang is pretty bad, but Parsons might be the worst.
Well, yeah, Dang I think is more movable. Boston, though, being involved in this, like you get the Magic, Bulls, even the Knicks to this point, trying to make something happen in the draft, willing to try to take on more contract. But Boston, who is just so tight right now with money, it just got me thinking and got me worried that Danny Ainge is working something out.
Oh, he is.
And continuing to just try to get better in this draft.
Yeah. He's diabolical, man.
It's insane.
He's really good at his job. Why wouldn't he make a move?
No, and I understand, too, when you have the opportunity to move up like
that. They have that many assets.
And Memphis is just so set on getting rid of that albatross of a contract.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics have, like, I want to say 5 or possibly even 6 first-round picks in the next 3 drafts.
Which I imagine would go to the third team just for taking on Chandler Parsons' contract at this point.
Yeah.
We have audio from Mikal Bridges, who spoke about just what it would be like to play here in Philadelphia. And I would like to think that there are probably 4 to 5 names that have been associated with the Sixers that are fits, right? That are ideal fits for this team. And
I think most people are happy with the idea of Mikal being
so
here.
I think so, too. For the local angle, mostly.
I think the top two in people's minds are Mikal and Kevin Knox.
It'd be really cool, you know, just, you know, being around Sixers. You know, my mom obviously works there and got to know the guys. But, I mean, just other than that, just, the process, you know, with them, just how they got better and, you know, how they play, you know, fits how I play. You know, playing behind Ben and Joel, just feel like I can just, you know, be a nice piece for them. You know, just especially more space for Ben and Joel, you know, moving out the ball for Ben, you know, he can pass the ball really well. So things like that. But, I mean, just how they play and, you know, they're in, trying to win a championship. I know, you know, Brett Brown's all about winning. And, you know, that's what I'm about, too. That's all I really care about, is just getting better and winning. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's the main thing that I like about them, that they want to win.
Yeah, the thing about Bridges is
it's such an easy fit.
And I just don't think he's going to be there.
No.
Which lends you to believe that the Sixers, and again, you saw a guy like Trae Young who was linked here too, which would be the only other guy outside of the
wing. I'm out on that.
You're out on that scorer, the guy who could just do exactly what you needed in Boston?
He's just a sieve on defense. Like, I don't know.
You're going to have to get better in 2 positions on defense.
If he becomes the next Steph Curry, then I'll eat my words, but I don't know if I see it. But I mean, he can shoot. Like,
correct.
I'm not trying to say he can't.
Absolutely fills that.
But I don't know if he becomes.
He's also, the thing about Trey, though, is that he's the most consistent scorer right now, but he's in a position where you have a kid who you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So to move up, I just think at this point, moving up would be the best scenario to land a kid like Bridges, and I don't know how far you'd have to move up.
Chicago allegedly likes him at number 7 a little bit. The Knicks,
9.
Allegedly really like Kevin Knox also, but they're also in the Mikal sweepstakes. So I think those are the two you have to worry about the most. If they get past him, I think he'll be a Sixer.
The first team would be the biggest
Bulls
concern, yeah, because even moving up to Cleveland, I'd look at Cleveland and
Cleveland apparently loves Michael Porter Jr.
But they don't.
If he falls there.
Right, and I just think that you can convince them not to take on a guaranteed contract. They have so much. They're talking about keeping Kevin Love regardless of.
And what's he
that's
do?
The
like
latest
close to
out of
30
Cleveland.
Million next
it's
year?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's without LeBron James. They're still not moving it. So the Sixers still going to be a topic today as we kind of get a view on what
wait.
They're
I
going
love
to do.
It.
Yeah, and at this point,
7
it's what? Closure.
Tonight?
Yes. Everything
so
kicks off
7.
Tonight. And
Devon and Mosher and D Lineham are over at the Sixers training facility tonight.
Cool.
Doing the draft show live, so I'll probably have that on while watching TV.
5 o'clock hours brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. I guess we have to get to the Phillies before we can get to the other stuff in
the
NBA.
Yeah, man, get excited. Another series win.
I'm more excited about the NBA offseason.
Yeah, the Phillies somehow won their 3rd series in a row. It was Jake Arrieta versus Michael Wacha yesterday. 2 very talented pitchers, 2 guys that have been inconsistent a little bit. Wacha had thrown a no-hitter 2 weeks ago, but other than that, had been, you know, a little inconsistent at best. But they pulled the series off. Odubel Herrera continues to be in fuego, gets his 5th home run in 6 games, and it was a big win before they head into a National Series, then a Yankee Series, then a National Series. So they've won 3 series in a row. They haven't been pretty. The bullpen makes you sweat.
Makes you sweat.
Yeah, but as of right now, they're tied with the Nationals for the 2nd wild card spot.
Which is amazing, and I think it was huge for Arrieta yesterday to get that win.
It wasn't his best game,
no.
but he kept you in it, he battled.
2 home runs given up, and you just think to yourself, at this point, everything that he's been saying.
So let me pull up this stat real quick. Yadier Molina has become one of those guys that just kills Philly, no matter what.
Right.
Like, plays better here than you know, it's just absurd. So here's this stat. So he had 2 homers yesterday. In his entire career, he's hit .313 with an .839 OPS against them and just under 300 plate appearances. He has more homers in Philly than he does in Pittsburgh in 60 fewer games.
It's insane.
He's just on that list of Philly killers.
That's crazy, man.
It was a good series win. On to the next one. If they can win a series against the Nationals, then I'll be very impressed.
Yeah, and then we've said it, I think, from the start, which is when you look back at June, can you be .500? Can you be a game or two above .500? Can you look back at this the stretch and say, all right, we've survived?
Yeah, it was a six-week stretch, and .500 was the goal. So they very much have a good shot at doing so, and that's impressive, considering the struggles. But when Odubel and Reese are back in the zone, this offense really clicks a little bit better because everybody kind of fall into their natural position and in the order.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that. I mean, really from Herrera mostly because you know just what you're getting from him routinely, and then you add the power and what he's been able to do. I think he's the first guy ever, right, center fielder, to hit four home runs in four straight.
Uh-huh.
So
and
It's coming in ways in which you can't count on for the rest of the year, but at the same time, you're looking at this and all you needed to do is take it. Like, that's why I think you go back to Arrieta's comments and it's not this huge deal because it's more of a short term, like, dude, this month of June
is
get
huge.
Things together. Yeah. And I'm not saying people have responded to Arrieta's comments. I'm saying the team has found ways to win that it doesn't even matter to me at this point if it's sustainable in August because all I need to do is see this team get through June.
Yeah, yeah. Arrieta talked about after the game, courtesy NBC Sports Philly, what exactly this meant for the team.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team who's probably going to be in the postseason or have an opportunity to either win that division, you know, Central, or, be one of the wild card teams. So it's a team we could potentially see down the road. We're trying to win every series or as many as possible. And to do that against a team like this is a step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, all right. So before we get back to the NBA offseason.
There's other Phillies news.
This is the most compelling story that's come out of Citizens Bank Park all year.
I don't mean to laugh.
I think it's hilarious because I am convinced that this woman who was hit by a hot dog and suffered an injury.
From the launcher, not just hit by like a hot dog.
Right. This was the Philly. I'm not sure if it was Brian Propp firing the gun or the Philly Fanatic.
I think it was the Fanatic.
The Fanatic has since apologized. The team has apologized. This woman went to Action News. And there was an interview because she was hit in the face. Kathy McVay, Plymouth Meeting, hit in the face, suffered a small hematoma in her eye. And as a result, the Phillies reached out, apologized, offered her future tickets to a game. But here's why I don't feel bad. Necessarily. First off, she's okay. All right, let's be honest with
you. It's just a black eye.
Yeah, it's also hilarious because they make announcements about this. I was enlightened to this. Brian Propp.
That the launcher's coming out.
That the launcher's coming out.
And
specifically with Brian Propp doing it. So they made this special announcement, and even more so than I think normally. And the damn thing, the Fanatic's riding around on this, extended John Deere cart.
It's an ATV, yeah.
Yeah, ATV's a great way to put it, right? And the hot dog thing is probably the size of you. And you're what, like 6'3"?
6'3", yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just like a handheld Uzi.
Well, that's
releasing hot dogs.
That's the most surprising part of this. I'm shocked that the hot dog launcher could do that kind of damage.
Oh, those things hum. You've seen them
but like it's the still Sixers a games hot dog. And, isn't it a squishy, like, I guess they're wrapped in duct tape a little bit, so that causes the girthiness
Think
of
about it. It'd be like a hoagie or anything else that's wrapped up and contained if it's shot with enough velocity.
But from how far away are we talking? Was she sitting front row?
This thing, the hydraulics on this gun right here. And another thing, too, is once you're told what's going on, it's totally on you. It's just like a ball.
Yeah.
You have to be paying attention. This is not an NHL, NBA, or NFL game. I mean, hockey pucks will go in every now and again. But
they put up so much netting.
Exactly. This, I think, is on Kathy, not on the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna.
I was worried that they might do away with the launcher.
Well, that's another thing, right?
Because I enjoy it.
Yeah, you don't want to do it with the launcher.
Who doesn't like seeing a hot dog flung at 75 miles an hour up into the air?
I might even be faster than that.
Yeah, probably.
You think so? I'm telling you, this thing right here is not going away.
Good.
All right. This story is not going
to
die.
I want one black guy to end that hot dog run.
No, and that's the biggest takeaway for me on this whole thing as well, man, is I don't want to see such a great practice ended and have one person who was down most likely looking at her phone ruining it for the rest of us.
Playing Candy Crush like Bob Cooney.
I'm telling you, if you can't go an entire baseball game without playing Milk Ridge, then that's on you. All right, also, Kawhi Leonard, we mentioned this. Can we close the book on this? Right, can we just end this right now today? I don't know. We'll talk to Bob Cooney and
Anthony
Gargano.
Close it as in the Sixers have no chance.
Correct. Kawhi, the latest with Kawhi Leonard is him telling basically the world, if you trade for me and you're not LA.
That's on you.
Yes. I will not re-sign with you. I'm not coming back. And that means the Sixers, the Celtics, that means everybody outside the Lakers and the Clippers. So why in the world would the Sixers, who are already behind the eight ball trying to match a package, let's say Boston could offer, why in the world would they continue to be interested and invested in a deal that would bring back Kawhi Leonard for a year? Especially knowing that tonight, once you select a kid, that's it. This is the 10th pick. This is your value to bring Kawhi back.
The only way I would consider it if it was so cheap because it was known that, like, say it all, this is a pipe dream, but say it was just 10 and 26 for Kawhi, 1 year rental.
Done.
I do that because the hope, I guess, would be that you can convince him to stay. Like, look how much fun it is. Look, we got to the NBA Finals, man. You really want to go to the Lakers where...
Yeah. You can also still max LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I know it's your home, Kawhi, but look, man, we just made the finals. We got something budding here. You should stay. We should win. So if it was cheap enough, I would consider it. But anything of substance with, like, a Fultz, Covington, or Dario, I'm 100% out on.
All it would take is Danny Ainge to get wind of 10-26 being on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come in and be like, okay, I got a little something better.
Yeah. They have a lot better.
And then that's it. And then he finds some idiot in Atlanta or another team to pick up Chandler Parsons' contract. Mm-hmm. I just think that the Kawhi Leonard thing, when you look at where we are right now with Leonard, I don't know if he even gets dealt at this point. I know he wants to play in L.A., but I can see a scenario at this point where he just rides it out.
Yeah.
And he plays his final year in San Antonio, and then something happens in 2019 where he then goes as a free agent.
Yeah.
We had a Spurs guy on yesterday,
and he essentially talked about that. He was like, look, it could get to a point where he's forced to play for San Antonio. They could try and not feel the value in return is fair and just not deal. And he's like, what's Kawhi going to do at that point? Is he going to sit out a year? He's like, he can't do that.
No.
So he could very well just be in San Antonio one more year if this doesn't happen. But our boy Charles Barkley yesterday talked about Kawhi, and he puts more of the blame on him than anyone else.
I blame Kawhi for a lot of this stuff. If he wants to leave, he got to come out and say he wants to leave. We don't even know if this stuff is true yet. I'm not disparaging any other reporter. They've got, quote-unquote, their sources. If he wants to leave, just say, hey, I've had enough of San Antonio. Don't use the doctor's excuse. I think that's cowardly, using the doctor's excuse.
I mean, come on.
It is weird, right? That he uses the outside source medical... Outside of the team medical, like, it's a little strange.
That might be strange as far as his reasoning, right, or the reasoning right now, but when have we ever gotten word, like, from LeBron, Durant, other big names, James Harden, right? Like, okay, I'm out. I'm out officially. Like, this is it. Until things usually happen or cook up to it. So there's always been a scenario where you've had rumors. And you've had, is he leaving? Is he going? The NBA, and shame on Charles for this, because the league that pays him and employs him and so well, and he does a great job, has lived off of where LeBron is going, not in the offseason, but starting in December every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly been rumor and conjecture and back and forth. I don't know why he would have a problem all of a sudden with Kawhi Leonard.
I think just because the mystery of it. Like, he has the Sixers team doctor being his consultant down in San Antonio, and the players were ripping him. Ginobili and Tony Parker are making public comments about why he's not playing, and Popovich, they all played the game through the media. So it is
Pop too. You're right.
They all three of them did.
Yeah, I noticed Chuck didn't call Pop out.
Yeah, it was just a strange situation. So I think Barkley's more talking about that because it is a strange situation.
Yeah, but I can't call him cowardly.
You have three, no, not cowardly. You had three pretty weird storylines last year with Kawhi was one of them. Fultz was another. And Brian Colangelo's burner accounts were the third.
Seriously,
the
Sixers three, 2 or 3 right there, man.
Those three stories were pretty strange in 2018.
Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander. It's the Fanatic at 5. And we'll get you caught up, continuing in more sound from last night as we lead you up to a big night tonight with your Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975 is how you can weigh in and identify who you would like for the Philadelphia 76ers to take tonight. I think we've laid it out so much over the past couple of weeks, even gone down to who people want to avoid at this point. And if it is moving up, I still think that that's the most realistic scenario to go out and get a kid. If it's Bridges, if it's Knox, even at this point, you don't have to move up far from 10 to 8 and give up much at this point.
No, and the only guy I think I would consider it for at this point is Michael Porter Jr. Otherwise, I think I'm pretty good at 10 because I think either Knox or Bridges will be there, and those are two guys I'm very cool with. I was watching some old Knox high school footage the other day, or yesterday on YouTube, and this kid looks like he could, because he's only 18 still.
Right. So
he looks like he could be a real stud.
So you're on the Knox train right now.
I like Bridges. I like Knox. I like Lonnie Walker, who's a guy that's not really talked about a whole lot. Zaire Smith is probably on my back burner a little bit. But those are the three guys I'm more than happy with Porter being my number one kind of heart eye emoji guy.
Yeah, I'm wondering at this point who's going to be available.
Did you hear what Porter said the other day? They asked him to compare his game to NBA players. He said he's a mix of Durant and Giannis.
I'd have to wait and see for that one.
He's not lacking in confidence.
No, and then I think at this point, between scouts and GMs and Bobby Marks and players themselves, I'm going to ice myself on these whole comparisons.
He also said his back issue is being overblown. So,
well, that's the thing. Like, we don't know a guy like Michael Porter Jr. and seeing how much he's going to slip, if at all. And I think that's part of the game tonight.
Cleveland allegedly loves him at 8.
And again, I think Cleveland is the most attainable destination.
Of trading back.
Correct, because they don't want more guaranteed money.
Yeah, their books are cooked.
Seriously.
Bad.
But that's another reason why I was shocked. Not shocked, but I was a little surprised that the Sixers moved the 39th overall pick, which is where we opened up today, to the LA Lakers for the Lakers' second round pick next year, which happens to be the Bulls, because 38, 39, 10, 20, maybe 26, something like that. But 38, 39 to put Cleveland in the second round, where those contracts are not guaranteed, takes pressure off them in a situation where they have so much money.
Yeah.
So I don't know, something like that I thought could have worked.
Yeah.
But you're right. The Sixers might be just fine at 10, saying, let's just wait for the cards to fall. Personally, I'd be a little more aggressive.
If somebody does something stupid, like trades up to get Trae Young, say, early, you know, that could... Yeah, that's why I love about draft night. Like, one thing could change everything in the top 15. So I'm very cool staying at 10. We'll see. It's an exciting night for Sixers fans. I know I'm jacked up. So we'll see. It's going to be fun.
All right, here's how you get us on Twitter, at J.E. Lynch Jr., at Shander Show. We'll get a poll up this hour as well.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we'll get one up.
Oh, yeah?
In the break.
All right. What do you think? Porter, Bridges, Knox, somebody else?
We could go draft.
Or do you want to do something more outside the box?
I was thinking maybe hot dog in the face.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
Who are you on, Team Hot Dog or Team Karen?
No, I'm Team Hot Dog. You know that. It's the Fanatic at 5.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball,
I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
The Jukebox Heroes Tour. Starring Foreigner. Saturday, June 23rd, BB&T Pavilion. Special guest, Whitesnake. And Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Tickets start at $25 all in. The Jukebox Heroes Tour, part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day, The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
This is new.
Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And save up to $1,000 on major national brands. Plus, upgrade to an adjustable base free. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Caring for your parents. Learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot is the start of something big, like the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Blower, a special buy at just $149. You get the power of gas without the gas, and a brushless motor that delivers 100 miles per hour air with 30% less noise. That's big. So get started with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Blower, a special buy at just $149. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
The Fanatic at 5.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's The Fanatic at 5 alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander. And NBA draft night tonight, 7 o'clock at the Barclays. And the Sixers now down to 5 picks. After dealing a second rounder, the 39th overall goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. This from ESPN. And in return, they get next year's second round pick, which happens to be the Bulls. So we all will sit and watch the Chicago Bulls hopefully become worse. And that pick will transfer over to be even higher up on the draft board. But the Sixers just had too many picks at this point with 6 overall, 12 roster spots. That doesn't even include the opportunity to bring back somebody like J.J. Redick. So you start to look at their board. and their team, it makes perfect sense because Sam just amassed so many second rounders to get rid of at least one or two. It does also raise the question how much they are actually looking at moving up the draft board tonight from 10 to whatever it may be. Now, I think we can all close the door on them moving up to number 4. As other reports outside of Philadelphia will tell you that the Memphis Grizzlies are still intent on getting rid of the number 4 pick and alongside Chandler Parsons' contract. So thankfully, the Philadelphia 76ers have not been linked to that like the Boston Celtics and others. But tonight...
Who would you even move up for?
To 4?
Apparently, Sacramento might take Doncic now and all this slipping stuff is just...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like, is it, I don't.
I
know,
would still I bank on Sacramento not taking him, and 4 would be my target for Luka, I think.
I just don't know if there's anybody in the top 5 I would consider trading up for at this point.
No, not if you're the Sixers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, absolutely not.
I'm cool with 10. I think you're going to get somebody that can help, if not a Knox that is, you know, a 2 to 3 year project more, bench energy type guy as a rookie. So I don't see it being worth it to move up anymore.
I think at this point, the only area you can do that hover around is if you see a run or if you're concerned, let's say the Knicks are going to do something.
If Porter's available,
right,
then you move at to 7-8 or whatever like that. I would consider that. But to get it up to 4, no way.
And even to go to Chicago slot at 7 shouldn't be impossible with what you have matched up with the picks in the draft. We already know that, you know, 26, it could be a stash scenario based on their roster right now.
Yeah, and the Bulls concern me a little bit as far as Mikal Bridges. They've been linked to him for like 2 months now. So I guess they're kind of trying to form a taller Golden State with Markkanen and maybe a Bridges is 3, but we'll see.
Well, the thing about Bridges, too, we have audio from Mikal, is just the local connection.
And yeah, I think his mom working for the team.
Exactly.
He's been working out with the Sixers, I'm sure, for a while.
And you have guys that might be, and I don't even know if it's a better fit so much, but you have guys that you'll be okay with at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You mentioned Knox, and we've talked about other guys that you'll be okay if they hit at 10. But then I think there's also the... Can you go up and get a kid, even if it's Porter Jr., but I'm saying specifically with Bridges. And I believe that there are a lot of people that would like, simply because of the local fit and knowing that not only is he a local kid here coming from Nova, but he also actually happens to fit the team really well.
Yeah, very well. I would think his comp is Robert Covington, but I think he has a chance to be a much better Robert Covington.
Well, yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, I think he has a chance to actually finish a layup around the rim.
That would be nice.
You know, he's got that potential lockdown perimeter defender capability with a long wingspan. He can catch and shoot. I just worry that creating his own shot at the NBA level may be a little difficult for him from the outside. That's the only real concern with him there.
All right, let's hear Mikal's thoughts on playing for the Philadelphia 76ers.
It'd be really cool, you know, just, you know, being around Sixers. You know, my mom obviously works there and got Nova guys. But, I mean, just other than that, just, the process, you know, with them, just how they got better and, you know, how they play, you know, fits how I play. You know, playing behind Ben and Joel, just feel like I can just, you know, be a nice piece for them. You know, just especially more space for Ben and Joel, you know, moving out the ball for Ben, you know, he can pass the ball really well. So things like that. But, I mean, just how they play and, you know, they're in... trying to win a championship. I know, you know, Brett Brown's is all about winning. And, you know, that's what I'm about, too. That's all I really care about, is just getting better and winning. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's the main thing that I like about them, that they want to win.
I get used to hearing that from 18, 19-year-olds and 31 to 34-year-olds.
Brett Brown?
No, just playing with Ben and Joe and how much they can benefit just from being on the floor with Ben and Joe. Not
absolutely
how much Ben and Joe can benefit from being on the floor with them.
Yeah.
But and you're going to start to hear that over and over again.
Mikal looks around at the spacing the Sixers shooters get, and he goes, hey, I can make that work.
More and more and more. All right, and also in the NBA, before we get to the Phillies and the other big thing that happened out of the ballpark yesterday, the rumors about Kawhi Leonard, it's really down to this, where if you're trading for him and giving up a lot or even something of value for a guy who has told you now that he doesn't want to play anywhere else but L.A., it's on you. And I can't see that the 76ers are even interested at this point, let alone heavily involved.
Do you respect that, the I'm only going to play here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because otherwise it's a mislead, right? Yeah, no, I respect.
I would
that
not want to mislead Boston or Philadelphia. No, so here's the thing.
What is it that good of a situation? Like, is being home that good of a situation?
You know, for him, it might be.
Like, the landscape of the Lakers could be that they don't get Paul George or LeBron James, and then it's just him and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram.
Which is why he might want to wait for LeBron to sign there.
Maybe.
Play a year out, and then go when LeBron exercises a player option next year.
I just feel like he's trapping himself in a corner a little bit. Like, there's lots of good situations in the NBA.
Again, in his brain, he might think L.A. is the only place to win. I don't know what's going on in his head.
I find it a little strange to trap.
But I can't fault
like
him though
for going out and doing this. It's just
because think about it. If you don't have this, and it's still in his mind that he wants to go play in L.A. next year, and he doesn't tell anybody, and he's just like, yeah, all right, I'll go play for the Sixers. Then you come out, you parade everything, you know, you're doing all these things, and you know in his heart of heart, or you don't know, pardon me, and then he turns around and he says, ah, I'm going to L.A.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
At least you know ahead of time not to trade for him.
But it's just like, to me, it's almost he's happy with L.A. more so than winning. Like, that may be an extreme, but it's like, oh, I'm happy in L.A., so I'll go there rather than potentially win a championship somewhere else.
Yeah,
because he doesn't know what the Lakers are going to be.
Or he might just think that that's the odds-on squad to land LeBron.
Yeah, maybe he knows stuff we don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Because otherwise, it's just, hey, I want to go play home.
To me, like, I'd rather win than go play at home.
He's a strange guy, man.
This whole situation is a weird year.
Absolutely. As strange as what's going on with the Phillies? Probably not.
Well, did you want to leave with the hot dog launcher?
No, let's save that for just about the end of this segment.
Because that's strange. But yes,
we should knock out, you know, Jake Arrieta gets the necessary win.
Well, let's hear from Jake, because he talked about what a series win against the Cardinals meant for this team.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team who's probably going to be in the postseason or have an opportunity to either win that division, the NL Central, or, you know, be one of the wild card teams. So it's a team we could potentially see down the road. You know, we're trying to win every series or as many as possible. And to do that against a team like this is a step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, good series overall. For some reason, it's been a frustrating couple weeks, but yet they've won three series in a row. Odubel Herrera continues his hot streak with the game-winning dinger yesterday. He's now hit four home runs in a row, becoming the first Philly center fielder to ever do that. I believe he's hit five in his last six. He's been on fire lately.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Seven of his 12 home runs have been go-ahead.
Wow.
Have given the team a lead.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It looks like he's in the running for the Rafferty Onions Award.
I was giving that up.
Phillies team. Yeah, I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have that as a weekly award here on the Fanatic at 5.
The Raft Onions Award.
He's in the lead right now.
Yeah. I mean,
that might be a Friday special.
When he's hot, man, he's going to be that guy that's just hot and cold, hot and cold. And when he is hot, woo.
Well, that's the thing, is we saw the cold element of it up until the last six games.
The previous three or four weeks before that.
And it's been brutal.
He was
struggling.
Especially coming off that streak in which he was on base every game.
Yeah, but when he's on, man, he is on. And luckily the defense is there every night for him, so he's a really good player, and now Reese appears to be locked in. So we'll see. It's a big next 2 weeks. You got the Nationals, then the Yankees at home, then the Nationals again. I'm going down to one of those Yankees games. I'm really looking forward to that series. The Yankees won a big one last night with a 2-run bomb from Giancarlo Stanton to finally kind of earn his pinstripes a little bit up there. So I think that's going to be a really fun series coming up.
Well, you're tied right now with the Nats.
For the second wild card spot.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is a great opportunity to make up some ground, or not make up some ground, but to go ahead and distance yourself from that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the day off. You go down there, open it up Friday night. Great opportunity.
If they win a national series in D.C., I'll be thoroughly impressed.
Yeah.
Because four series wins in a row during this stretch.
Capping off a great month, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to consider that month of June a success if they're able to win four series in a row. Ending with the Nats.
Yankees runs for the three-game series.
Oof. They're going to put up some runs now.
I'll set the number at 21.5.
21 was what was in my head. I wanted to set it maybe a little lower at like 19.5.
And then go over, but I'll give you 21.5.
I would
Probably. Like,
the Brewers put up a 30 spot.
It would be tough to take the under. Life's too short to play unders. But I want to believe they can hold them under 21 in the three.
21.5.
Yeah. Gun to my head, I'd probably play the under, but slightly. They're going to put up some runs. That's going to be a fun series. It's a big next 10 days for this Phils team.
Yeah, and especially against the Nationals. We'll look at that. All right, big story that came out of the ballpark. We'll hit you up on that coming up. Way bigger.
Was that hit you up?
Hit you up?
Yeah. Literally. Way bigger.
Anthony wants to get shot with the hot dog launcher.
That'll be fun.
I think maybe we can try and arrange that.
I'm sure we can get
the fanatic out here to,
absolutely,
to launch one at him from 20 yards.
Alongside Jamie Lynch, 8-Ton Cheddar.
Like, I do. Like, I would be like Tony Montana. And hot dogs just flying.
You know that old black and white film where the guy takes a cannonball in the chest?
Yeah,
close range?
Yeah.
That'll be you with the hot dog launcher.
All right, last segment. We'll get you ready for the morning show. It's the Fanatic at 5.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before. Get lost in space in your own backyard. Watch a series of unfortunate events during a
flat tire. That's unfortunate.
Yay!
You could even catch up on Santa Clarita Diet over a big, juicy steak. Only at T-Mobile. Watch your favorite shows and movies in more places than ever before without paying more on your phone, tablet, or TV. Get an unlimited family plan with Netflix on us. And right now, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balance is due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with, and we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before, and it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app.
The Louisiana Purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot is the start of something big, like the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Blower, a special buy at just $149. You get the power of gas without the gas and a brushless motor that delivers 100 miles per hour air with 30% less noise. That's big. So get started with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Blower, a special buy at just $149. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy, but it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services with a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit BlastWeldPaint.com or call 267-404-3800. BlastWeld Paint, 267-404-3800.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before and what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
This is new.
Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic at 5 will get you ready for the morning show coming up in a matter of minutes. Alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, your number 610-632-0975, at J.E. Lynch Jr., at Shander Show for me.
Just a simple question. It wasn't a poll because there were more than four people out there, but asking, at least on Twitter, who would you like at 10? And that means that they're not moving up. So no answer, no complicated, well, I'd like to package 10 and this. No. Just simply, who you would like at 10. The rumors swirling around, but before that, the Sixers did move the 39th overall pick, the second rounder that they have, 38-39. So 39 went to the Lakers, and return they get the second round pick next year, which is actually Chicago's. And also we've heard that from Mark Spears that the Sixers are very interested in Zaire Smith, who had a second workout.
And Tony Taxie will be excited.
I know we're going to hear from him today, especially with that report coming out.
I don't buy that one. I think they're trying to put a little smoke out to see if anybody wants to trade up and get him, because I think the Clippers have been tied to him because they have 12 and 13. So if somebody really does like Zaire Smith in that teen range, maybe they'll be tempted to move up, and maybe the Sixers could move back and still get whoever they do like. There's a couple guys there that I'm more than okay with at 10. And I don't expect a trade, whereas a week ago I thought maybe there was a very good chance. At this point, I think they're just going to ride 10 out.
Would you rather see the team ride 10 out or move up to 8 ahead of the draft to control a little bit more of your destiny, knowing that you're not going to have to give up much at all?
If Michael Porter Jr. is there at 8 still?
No, I'm saying not. It's either no trade during the draft and wait until things play out at 10, or make that trade before 7 o'clock tonight so that you're locked in at 8.
Porter's the only guy I'd move up for at this point, so I'd need to know.
Well, you could do a little bit more to secure your future with Porter by moving to 8. And really,
but there's
only
no guarantee that he's there.
I know.
And then,
but there's less guarantee that you ride it out at 10.
Yeah. But
so
then
that's the crux of the question.
But you have to be very happy with somebody else at 8. So
it seems like you are.
But then if you can get Mikhail at 10, then it's worthless. Okay. Then it's not worth doing. There's only one guy, in my opinion, I move up for at this point.
I think for me, it would be Porter Jr. and still Bridges.
Yeah.
I'd move from 10 to 8.
I'd be okay with Bridges at 8, but I feel like you could still get him at 10, so why trade?
Okay.
So Porter would be the only guy I'd be comfortable with.
That's why I ask. And also, just to close out the NBA discussion with Kawhi Leonard, he comes out and says, listen, if you are not the LA Lakers or LA Clippers and you're trading for me, I will not re-sign. So
yeah. That's
pretty definitive right there that if you're anybody outside of LA, including Philadelphia, you should probably cool off.
I'm sure Buford and Pop are none too pleased with Kawhi's camp for coming out and saying that.
Well,
kind of hamstrung them a little bit.
Exactly. And well, the only thing they can do right now is turn the table and say, all right, we're not going to deal you. And you know,
and then
ride
Kawhi
this out.
Awkwardly plays one year, more and more year in San Antonio.
Exactly,
he couldn't sit out another year.
No, absolutely not.
He would shoot himself in the foot.
Yeah, or so, could significantly lose the ability to supermax yourself in that case with free agents.
Imagine being in the position where you can say no to $214 or $19 million.
Tough, man. I don't think I'll ever be
nice.
In that position.
Must just, be nice.
That's a bet that I'll take. If Anthony wants to give me odds on that, I'll gladly take that. I'll never be in that position.
I would
position.
Put me and you combined wouldn't come close to $219
That's fair.
Million.
That's very fair.
I would put the four of us combined. I don't think we're getting close to $219 million.
A lot of people on Twitter weighing in. Mikal Bridges and Michael Porter Jr. seem to be the heavy favorites.
Yeah,
who would people want right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, and Knox I would throw in there as well. I think the three of those guys are very, very comfortable with.
And the Philadelphia Phillies had a moment yesterday. But before we can even get to that moment, let's just close out what happened with the series against the Cardinals. Ending on a positive note, Odubel Herrera, the hero.
He's in fuego.
Once again, giving his team a lead with a home run this year. Seven out of his 12 dingers have done so.
Four games in a row for him. Arrieta, you know, isn't stellar, but keeps you hanging in the game. Gets
necessary to get that win, I think.
Yeah, it was a big...
I'm worried about him.
Arrieta?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's Arrieta of old by any means anymore, but I think
he's just old Arrieta.
I think he can give you those tough starts like that. In important games.
All right, I'll give you a tough start.
Yeah, like
game.
I don't think battle.
Yeah,
like he's not
Cy Young. Great stuff.
I mean, we got to see him in important games. These aren't important games.
That was an important game.
No, it wasn't. It was June.
Yeah, but you're winning a series in your toughest month of the year.
Okay, it's not really. It's not a September we're in a race game.
Well, no, but those September games don't happen unless you come out of June.
Agree,
playing 500.
But it doesn't have the pressure. Same thing. Game.
Well, yeah, it's baby
steps. Same thing about the sixth inning and the ninth inning.
It's baby steps until September. So, you know, you only win what we're playing. Can't fast forward the season.
I know, but like, that's not a big game. It's not
for June, it is.
No, it's not. It's like, that's not a big game.
Yeah, but this 6 weeks.
If you lost the game, it's another, all right, you lost the game. You won the game, you go, all right, good, we won three series in a row.
Yeah, but this 6 weeks. No, it's not, but the 6 week stretch is
that's my point,
brutal.
But it is, but it's not a big game. It's just a game. That's the problem with looking at baseball.
But winning series at this point are all
standings.
That matters.
Like, I hear you guys looking at standings. It's way too early. Way too early.
And that's the problem with baseball.
Games.
You're over 70-some games,
yes.
And it's still too early.
That's what goes back to...
That's the problem with baseball.
The games need to be lopped off.
Yeah, you just got to win series at this point. So, I mean, I was happy with it.
I'm not saying I was unhappy.
Yeah, no, but...
I think Bob brings up a legitimate question as to whether or not you can count on him in moments when the weather... starts to get cooler, and if you're really in a race,
I think so. I mean, the guy had a 0.9 ERA in the month of May, and then gave you three crap starts in June, and he battled back yesterday to keeping you in the. I think more.
He didn't have good stuff yesterday, man.
No, he didn't.
I mean,
I think
stuff,
he has the second
that stuff
lowest.
That Molina hit.
Did
you could have crushed him.
Did you hear the Molina numbers I read earlier?
I did.
Yeah. He's on that list
crazy.
Of just Philly
Hall of Famer.
Probably.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
I watched him yesterday, and I thought that. I was like, damn, he's had a long, good career.
Point. He's probably been the best catcher in the NL for
10 to 12 years.
I was going to say close to a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there.
In an era when guys aren't playing the amount of game, catching.
Yeah.
The amount of games.
No, he's
there
every day.
He is.
Yeah, he's definitely a Hall of Famer, I would say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so if Reese and Odubel go.
All right, boys, but it's NBA draft season, boys.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love tonight.
I agree with you 100%. And we're going to talk about this. There's one player that makes a real difference. And there's another player that's got a shot that I'm interested in.
All right.
So, and I agree with you about the one player.
Yeah, I think
you know what
we,
I
we all have the heart eye emojis for this one player.
Yes. Yes. And I got lots of stuff for you all for yesterday's afternoon show.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, Eitonomous.
Good. I'm glad I can help. All right, coming up, you hear Anthony, you hear Bob. We'll get into that. And we might, in fact, even talk about a woman getting hit in the face with a hot dog. You never know. You never know. I mean, whenever you have that
Shoot
going
me,
on, and it's a local story, how can you ignore it, right? I'm going to get the gun out?
I think we have to.
She's got to go right to the news.
It was terrible.
Seriously?
She shouldn't even gotten the free tickets.
God. I agree with you, Eitan.
Oh,
I'm
going
to see Eitan with this one.
There is. Oh,
stop crying.
Wait till you
get hit with a gun. Like, you become a mock. Just go to the Phillies and go, hey, look what happened. Compensate me.
It works. It works that way. I love it. Morning show coming up, right? Thanks to Sam producing the show. Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander. It is the Fanatic at 5.